In June, during a visit to Alaska, Defense Secretary James Mattis expressed security concerns over melting ice in the Arctic.
And certainly America has got to up its game in the Arctic. There's no doubt about that. It's cited as an area of concern with our national security strategy. We have waterways that are open today that were not open 5 years ago, 20 years ago, 30 years ago.
As part of that strategy, the Navy has reestablished its Second Fleet Command in Norfolk to oversee the Northern Atlantic. Competition from Russia and China in the Arctic will increase shipping traffic, fishing, and target oil reserves. Sherry Goodman, former Deputy Undersecretary of Defense for Environmental Security, calls climate change a threat multiplier, with ramifications for military readiness in places like Norfolk.
What happens in the Arctic doesn't stay in the Arctic, and that's affecting communities like Norfolk and the whole Hampton Roads region.
Scientists say the melting sea ice, particularly the Greenland ice sheet, has a direct effect on sea level rise here. Along the Atlantic coast, the combined effects of sinking land and rising seas give the Hampton Roads region one of the highest rates of relative sea level rise, about an inch every 5 years. Andrea McClellan is a Norfolk councilwoman who sat with the staff of Senators Tim Kaine and Mark Warner. She wants Congress to help fund Norfolk flood mitigation efforts.
We have sunny day flooding, as we're going to have today in Norfolk at 7 p.m. On the street in which I live, there will be flooded roads and there will not be any rain in sight.
For about $1.8 billion, the Army Corps of Engineers can mitigate tidal flooding in Norfolk with flood controls. The city and state would have to pay 35% of that. But that doesn't address the city's ancient stormwater system. Still, McClellan and Goodman see potential here.
So in many ways, this area is sort of ground zero in the U.S. for resilience opportunities and the opportunity to build a stronger community that anticipates what the risks of the next storm will be and acts now to develop that natural, more resilient infrastructure.
Earlier this year, the state legislature created the position of Special Assistant for Resilience. Meantime, McClellan says Norfolk is already addressing a key factor to global warming, greenhouse gases, in a climate action plan.
We are the first in the region to be doing this and creating a climate action plan. However, there have been several other cities around the Commonwealth who've already adopted theirs, from Alexandria and Arlington to Blacksburg and Roanoke. We don't see this happening at the national level, so it's really up to the cities, the towns, and the states to take an initiative.
It isn't just military bases and communities that's pushing Norfolk to take action. McClellan is worried about her city's credit rating. Moody's Investor Services is now assessing credit risks to a city or state being impacted by climate change. From Williamsburg, I'm Pamela D'Angelo.